Well, hello and welcome to our wealth creation program with Isagenix. My name is Kiersey Cody, your host, and it's a pleasure having everybody listen in today. Today is podcast number 6 out of a series of 8 podcasts featuring our trainers from stage at our 2014 Strength and Momentum Celebration. And of course, as many of you have gotten this figured out, all 8 of these podcasts really break down the 90-day game plan. So these podcast audios are going to be incredibly instrumental in guiding you all through the next 3 30-day blitzes. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to them. I know that they're available on YouTube as well, so that for people that want to watch the video version, you can do that. But up today is the amazing David Wood, and I'm going to just tell you something. If it wasn't for David Wood, I would not be the person that I am today. I have grown leaps and bounds because of this man. I'm so grateful to him and what he has brought into my life through personal development and really being challenged to step out of the box and to see my greatness. I know that many of you listening in that have been to David Wood's events, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He holds the title of Isagenix Strategic Training Consultant. He's been a part of the company since 2006, and his topic today is commit and never quit. This presentation is multifaceted. I mean, I'm talking from, do you believe that this is your home? Do you believe that you're going to be able to stay the course and reach for the stars? He reminds us that you're going to be tested. He shares 10 reasons of why people quit or fail in this industry. So lots to be shared. Get ready and take some great notes.
So imagine if you could really learn just one thing that could transform your business in these next 60 minutes. How many of you could get really excited about that one thing? And what if that one thing was all about retention? Retention. What if that one thing, I have this dream, I'll tell you what it is. 100% of the people that say yes to you, to Isagenix, to this business, stay in this business. How many could get excited about that kind of thinking? J.K. Rowling, she says, "It's our choices, Harry, that show who we really are far more than our abilities." Question is this: have you chosen? There are so many of you that are new. You've been here for a few days. Have you chosen? Is your ladder against the right wall? Are you sure that Isagenix is your vehicle? If it is, make some noise. Let me hear you. Thank you. You know, and I was told to come out here and talk about never giving up. And I could give you a pep talk. I could tell you not to quit. I could do a huddle with you. I could give you a kick in the butt. But the truth is this. Every single one of you is tested. Every single leader in this company is being tested. You will be tested. Raise up your hand if you know exactly what I mean. Give somebody a high five next to you and say, I've been tested. Walt Disney says all of our dreams can come true once we have the courage to pursue them. Three of you like that. That's awesome. Close your eyes. Just close your eyes for a sec. People with trust issues, keep them open. Just think about this. You've been here for these amount of days. Close your eyes. I can see you. Or did you just take an E shot? It's like, Think about it. How's your life going to be different? You have this plan in your lap, this 90-day action plan. How is your life going to be different? Who's going to be impacted? Think of your family. Think of your friends. Think of your communities. Think of your churches, your synagogues, your temples. How will things be different? Just think about it for a sec. And if you just want to open your eyes, and just pull out your 90-day game plan for a second. Pull it out. And if we can bring the lights up so I can see everyone. I like to see you. You have to bring it all the way up. But let me, there you go. Hello. There you are. By the way, there's a lot of people at home as well. And this is broadcast. There's 10,400 people watching from home. Let's everyone just wave to the camera and say, whoa, hello. There you go. Hi, Beth. Hi, Casey. Hey, turn to page 28. Page 28, real quick. I'm not going to do this with you right now, because if you can see, it talks about creating a vision board. And remember, some of you have been around a while, you know this stuff. I want you to find one thing you don't know from this presentation. You new people, there may be a lot of things. But having a vision board is imperative, and I want to demonstrate to you why that is through science. What's going on in your brain, and how and why is a vision board important? Because for you to go home and commit, what's the word? Commit to actually doing this. Commit to creating a vision board. Commit to filling out these two pages, to answering the question, how my life will be different, to doing your commitments. Here's what I want you to do. Everyone put your hand out like this, if you want to. If you're not ready, don't worry. Say, I can commit to this. Because page two, I don't want you to fill out your commitment just yet. I want you to phone your upline leader, the people you're working with. I want you to commit to your team and answer these two pages. I want you to do this as homework. Can you do that? All right, give someone a high five next to you. Say, I will do it. The one thing I can tell you for sure, you are going to have wall-kicking moments. Wall-kicking moments. You will be tested. Wall-kicking moments. And again, some of you are new and quite fragile, and this has been extraordinary for you. I want to give you some meat on this bone. I want to make you aware of things today that you may not be aware of. So when they show up, you'll go back to this moment and say, ha, I remember, he told me about this. He told me I was going to feel this way, and here it is. And I know exactly what to do about it. Is that good? I can't hear you. Because I guarantee you're going to have the temptation. Everyone say temptation. You're going to have the temptation to quit. Raise up your hand. Be honest now. If you've already thought about quitting, raise up your hand. Yeah. You're here. Imagine your people that aren't here. Imagine, this is what I want you to understand. You're going to learn one thing for them. Imagine them. Many of your people are one conversation away from quitting. Think of it that way, one conversation away from quitting. And at the end of this presentation, I want you to understand what you can do about it. How many of you would like, really get your head wrapped around the idea that 100% of the people that say yes to you, stay with you? If you like the idea, really, raise up your hand. All right, so there's something you gotta know, there really is. I've also been training a course called the University in Action. If you've been to the University in Action, or any of your people have, and there's been some form of impact, make some noise. This is a powerful 2.5-day event, and all I want to do is bring you the findings. Because you've sent thousands and thousands and thousands of your people to me to work with, and I kind of know what's going on in their head, and some of you don't. And I actually want to show you and demonstrate to you what's happening to them and why many leave. And I really want to stop it. There's an easy solution to retention, an easy solution. But it's going to take all of us to start leading differently. How many of you are ready to lead differently? Awesome. So, there's this great saying, but it's... That's so conceited to say that. This great saying by me. I'm awesome. All right, there's this mediocre saying. The pain of learning network marketing is only temporary. Quitting lasts forever. I think about... Yeah. I think about Dave MacArthur when he released that safety on his lift. Imagine he'd quit. Imagine that lift had fallen. Or a mom working three jobs and she quit this because it's something you don't know. But quitting does last forever. So all I want to do is I want to share with you some reasons why people quit. They're in no particular order. There isn't one over the other. Everyone comes here differently. Everyone has a different life story. Everyone has a different level of confidence, a different level of experience. You know, often when people come in here and they move like a rocket ship, we don't take into consideration the life they've led up to that moment. We don't realize that 80% of the population who join here have such low self-confidence that we have to build them before they can build their business. That's a responsibility for great leadership. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? So, again, in no particular order. So, first is confusion. What is it? What do you think happens with a confused mind? Do you think they're really, really active and working hard, or do you think they're really slow and doing not much? Yeah? Confusion. So, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to cleanse. I don't know how to open the box. I don't know how to go into the back office. I don't know how to make a shake. I don't know how to invite someone. I don't know how to throw a party. I don't know. So, confusion. So a lot of people are confused and they're completely inactive. How many people have people in their team that are not doing anything at all? There's a good chance they're a little confused. Just a chance. And some of us in the room think that it's going to happen by osmosis. They're in. Oh, I got the big fish. Woohoo! Oh, they're gone. Well, this one. This is great leadership here. Do it my way. Do it this way. This way is easier. I like this one. Join my team. You won't have to do anything. I'll do everything. I'll even eat the product for you. Don't do anything. So, say this with me. Systems are duplicatable. I can't hear you. People are not. And here's the thing. Imagine that the language wasn't which system. When everyone in this room leaves here, they say the system. Say that. Say this with me. This is the way it's done. This is the way we do it here. Your book is your system. The back office is a system. And I've been here for almost 9 years, and I can tell you this. I've watched a lot of people try and reinvent the system and make their own system. And I can tell you from experience, it does not work. There is not one surviving system that's worked. Only the system. Say the system. Look someone in the eyes and say, I can commit to the system. I can introduce someone to the system. Is this good? All right. So, some of you remember at New Year's Kilco, I told the story of climbing Kilimanjaro with Warren Lance and Arlene Lance. 19,370 feet. I got to lead a team of 11 people up. And at the very top, I was down on one knee. And I proposed to my beautiful fiance, Jen. Jen, just stand up for a sec so they see you. Hey, let's give her a round of applause right there. And it sounded like this. I want you to know what it's like. At 19,370 feet, I looked at her and I said, Jen, I am 98% sure you're the woman of my dreams and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Ladies, how do you feel right now? 99%? How's that? I'm 99%. 99 and three quarters. Right? So, the next one is a lack of belief. A lack of belief. Fortunately, with the University in Action, the reason I wrote the program, 2.5 days, was to deal with this one thing, a lack of belief. Right? And recently, in Vancouver, there was a woman that has been in Isagenix for 4 years. And what I do is I ask people about their level of certainty. Absolutely certain. And I said to her, where are you at? 6.5 out of 10 after 4 years. 6.5. That's like saying, Jen, I am 65% sure you're the woman of my dreams. How many agree that sounds pretty ridiculous? Right? So, say this with me. Certainty is sexy.
Certainty is
sexy. Say it again.
Certainty is sexy.
Certainty is sexy. Unshakable belief means that in front of your doctor, in front of your lawyer, in front of your banker or your father-in-law, when they say, is that network marketing? Is that one of those pyramids? You don't want to run for the hills. You don't want to quit. You're proud. You say, yeah, it is. There's a certainty. Say it again. New teeth. I'm breaking them in for my brother Eric. All right. Say this again. Certainty is sexy. But we want to look at this. We want to delve into this thing because there's six beliefs and all of you know five of them. But it took me teaching thousands and thousands and thousands of your students to figure out the sixth one. I didn't even get it. And I've been around for years. Here he is. So the first one is the product. What is it? The product. Easy. Put the product in. Feel amazing. All right. We see. Pretend this is your belief needle. Everyone do this with me. This is zero. This is 10. All right. Everyone go whoop. Let me see you. Ready? Whoop. You guys at home. Come on. The Aussies are just waking up. Right. Everyone go whoop. So the product, I'm telling you, when I survey the rooms, 10 out of 10, easy. Raise up your hand if you're absolutely certain about the products. Raise up your hand. Piece of cake, right? So then we got the company. Well, someone comes to the events, they see this, they see the bricks and mortar, they see the history, read a magazine, meet Jim and Kathy, Eric. It's pretty easy. Everyone go, whoop! Pretty easy. How many of you are certain about the company? Awesome. And I see that one pretty good. It's a pretty good, easy one. Compensation plan. Now, this is a funny one. People who make money, whoop, they believe. Those that don't, not so much. This is why we got to get people paid. Say that with me. I get my people paid. Get my people paid. And that's why we've done such a great job in designing the front end of the plan so someone makes some money. The evidence is there. So this belief needle, whoop, do it again. Can happen if they make money. If not, they have to be surrounded by and meet people who have made money. You've got to introduce them, get them to events, let them hear the stories of people just like them. People who came from a similar background, similar story, so they can start to believe. Now, let's get to the interesting one. After surveying thousands and thousands and thousands of people, this one here, I've heard everything from 20%. Right? To 100, of course. Lots of 90% and 84% and 76%. Jen, I am 76% sure you're the woman of my dreams. Got it? Here's the thing, what we do at the University in Action. We put a spotlight on it. All I do is ask the question. You can do this. Ask the question. What do you believe? Teach them what unshakable belief is and then ask them the question. What do you believe? And they'll tell you. Well, I'm kind of 95% sure there. Or I'm 80%. Awesome. So what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? So typically in 2 days, 2.5 days, we can move the needle. If we don't move the needle, I give them 7 days. How long? That was six. 7 days. I give them the responsibility. I say, look, you're 100% responsible for your own belief system. So what are we going to do in 7 days to get you to 100% belief? To 10 out of 10. What evidence do you need? What do you need to do? How do we get you there? And as soon as we put the spotlight on it, people start to say, hey, oh, you mean I get to choose? You mean I've been wandering around thinking that I'm 94% for the last 4 years because no one asked me the question. Does it make sense? If it makes sense, say yes.
Yes.
All right. So this one, we all know themselves. I love this saying. It says, you know, Isagenics is like a personal growth program with a compensation plan attached. How many actually know that's true now? Yeah? Awesome. And so themselves is an interesting one because what happens with this one, say this with me, my wealth can only grow to the extent I grow myself. And people don't know that. I didn't know that. When I arrived in North America, right, I had a backpack and a guitar, 10.5 years of traveling. It was this profession that woke me up. It was this profession that made me realize the more that I invest in me, the greater my success. that I was actually this kind of tapestry of possibility. No one told me that, except this profession, right? I was making $4 an hour as a waiter when I joined this profession. $4 an hour, okay? So this is what I learned. I read The Wealthy Barber. It said, pay yourself first. What I wasn't told is to invest in myself first. No one told me that thing. If I invest in myself, I can grow myself, okay? So this idea of investing in self first. So investing in yourself, all right, is the most important investment you'll ever make. And women, remember, this is 80% of the room. Women, let me hear you. Women, if you're proud to be here, make some noise. Guys, let me hear you. Pretty good. Not bad. But this idea, I want to give you permission, especially if you're struggling right now financially. Imagine you took 10% of your income and you just invested it in you, 10% every month in your personal growth. It doesn't have to be with me, it could be with anything, but you actually invest in you, okay? I want to give you that permission, 10% of your income to make the investment in yourself, okay? So, themselves we get, here's the sixth one. This is the one I didn't realize, is themselves doing network marketing. You can have all five, but if you don't have the sixth one, and this is the thing. People will say, yeah, no, I believe. I love Isagenics. I believe in the profession. I get this compensation plan, but not for me. And this is leads to the next one, which is undeveloped skills. Say that with me. One more time. Undeveloped skills. Undeveloped skills. And again, having trained thousands and thousands and thousands of people at the University in Action, where, for example, their 30-second story, they'll practice 30, 40, 50 times in 2.5 days with 30 different people. The compensation plan, 30, 40, 50 times with 30 different people, right? Everything you need, the three-way call, practice over and over and over again. Is that good? How many again have been to the University in Action? Make some noise. And this is the thing that gets me. Now, who in the room is from the medical background, like a doctor or anyone like that? How many years did you practice to be, oh, you're a dentist. How many years did you practice to be a dentist before you got paid? How many? 8 years. 4 years of college, 4 years before you got paid. Who's got another profession? What about an electrician or a plumber or anyone like that? Any trades here? Anyone? Yes, how many years? 4 years plus before he got paid. Give me another profession where you spent years learning. A teacher, how many years? Five. It's only this profession where there's an unlimited ceiling, there's unlimited income potential, that somehow we think people will get the skills through osmosis. We sign them up on a Tuesday night. Tuesday night they go and speak to their mom or their brother and they're somehow a network marketer. But every other profession in the world, which is, we say, hey, work 3 years, 4 years. Now, you don't have to work that long because all of our skills, most of them are interpersonal. What's the word? Are some of you getting light bulbs going off a little bit? How many, be honest, how many of you have had people join your team and you know they really haven't had the skills? They've gone out and spoke to one or two or three people and they've quit. Raise up the hand if that's true. Look at that. Almost the whole room. Now, some people can join your team because of their life experience, because of who they are, because of the money they've already invested in themselves. If you go to anyone who's a rocket ship in this company right now and you look at their past, you'll know the day they walked in here, they were ready. They didn't come in with low, low, low self-confidence. All right? We have to build our people before we can build their business. Now, it doesn't have to take long, but we have to understand that they have to learn. Is that good? Because say this with me, when the skills go up, the confidence goes up. The action goes up. And the results happen. And this is what happens at the end of 2.5 days of the University in Action. Now, I teach a lot of different programs. People say this. They say, hey, and this is how it looks. It goes, I can do this. Try that. I can do this. That's what you want them to say. I can do this. But without the skills, they're going to talk to two or three people. Boop, and a lot of them won't even tell you they're gone. You won't even know where they've gone. Try calling them. So say this with me, the law of repetition. The law of practice. The law of practice. Let me hear you again. Okay? And with our children, when they're learning a new sport, don't we say, hey, listen, you're learning basketball, son. You've used it for a day. You should be on a team. Right? Only in this profession we think that way. How many things are a little crazy? Awesome. So, advance the slide, please. It's not the length of time you're in Isagenix. It's the amount of meaningful connections and conversations. It's not the amount of time, it's the amount of connections. What's the word? And meaningful conversations. So, this one here, number four, unrealistic expectations. The only profession in the world with unlimited income potential, and yet we think someone can join, have no training, no skills, somehow go and speak to someone, only this one. And they've only made $30,000 a year for the last 30 years, and now they're thinking, I'm going to make $100,000 a month with zero skills. Is this important? Tell your face if it is. Awesome. So, say this with me. Every master was once a disaster, including me. You said to you, including me, including Kathy Kuva. Kathy Kuva was terrified, terrified of speaking in public, terrified of showing the compensation plan. Say this, including Susan Sly. All right? Every master was once a disaster. Say it again. But we don't tell our people that in this business. Hey, you're going to be a disaster before you're going to be good. Somehow we expect them to know that. So it's called network marketing. What's it called? Say this, not net play marketing. Not net sit on my ass marketing. It's not even called net you don't have to do anything marketing. What's it called? Here's the thing, here's how we're letting people down. As you leave here, you have to look people in the eyes and tell them the truth. This is work. And it's great work. You're going to be surrounded by great people. People who have gone before you that will teach you everything they know. They won't hide anything from you. They'll pick you up, they'll dust you down, they'll train you for free. They'll be there every step of the way. I thought I was in Australia then. Some of you don't know, I spend 9 weeks a year in Australia. I've been going there for 5 years. Every single person in that group has done 2, 3, or 4 programs with me last year alone, and most of them will do 4 programs with me this year alone. They're committed. You watch them. Watch them. They're committed to their growth. It's incredible. Powerful. So, Malcolm Gladwell talks about this. 10,000 hours to be a master. Raise up your hand if you've been in Isagenix 1 year or less. 1 year or less. How many of you are making money? Keep your hands up. Awesome. 2 years or less. 3 years or less. Who's making money? Keep your hand up. 4 years or less. Okay? Say this with me. I love this. Say, I earn as I learn. We pay you to learn. Imagine that we paid the dentist over 8 years to be a dentist. Don't worry, we're going to pay you every single step of the way. We pay you to learn. You get paid to learn this business. Is that good? Who's excited? Listen, I didn't come out here to rev you up. I came out here to tell the truth. You're about to leave. We don't want you to quit. You got to know these things. You got to know why your people are quitting, and we got to change it. We have to have a new level of leadership where we look people in the eye and we tell them the truth. Guess what? Yeah, it is work. It is work. Okay? So this next one. Alone, say this with me. Alone we can do so little. Together we can do so much. So this one here is about plugging them in. Plugging them in. And what do we have to plug people into to succeed in this business? Give me some ideas. Raise up your hand, I'll point to you. What do we plug them into? Yes. The systems.
Training.
The training, very nice. The which? Facebook, yeah. Caroline. What's that?
Daily
calls, yes.
Amplified network marketing.
I owe you $20, Drew. Here you go. So say this, I want to plug them in. All right. By the way, as a plug-in, just so you know, at Sound Concepts, we've got a home study program of the university in action. It's all there for you to duplicate. It's there. There's an event special. I'm not going to sell it to you, but just go and get it. Plug people in. Is that good? Awesome. So, now, this is one of the big ones, right? We all know this. We all know this. We've got to stop taking advice from broke, unhappy people. How many of you have been taking your advice from broke, unhappy people? Raise up your hand. Awesome. Okay? So this one here is listening to the wrong people. Now look at the picture here, the two pictures. Not everyone looks negative. The wrong people can look like your mothers and your fathers. They can look like your cousins and your nephews and your nieces. The wrong people are simply people that don't know. And if they're giving you advice about network marketing, they've never been around it, and you believe them and you quit. So, say this with me. I must accept the temporary loss of social esteem from ignorant people. And here's the thing. Ignorant people aren't bad people. They're not bad people. They're just ignorant. They just don't know. You got people making $30,000 a year in a job they hate telling you you're an idiot. If someone who's really, really rich and really, really happy, if you come up to them and tell them what you're doing, you know what they're going to say to you? Way to go. It's not for me, but way to go. Keep going. Follow your dreams. That's how rich, happy people speak. How many realize there's a lot of rich, happy people in this room? How many of you are excited to be in this room? So reason number 7, say this with me. All distractions are equal. All of them. And so this, say there's no BV in TV. Think for one second. Think of one distraction, just one distraction that you think if you were to sort of take that one distraction away, you could actually focus, even if it's an extra hour, a week or a month on your business. Give me one distraction that's taking your time right now. Yes. Kids. Duct tape. That's what they do in Australia. That's why they're so happy. Yeah. What's this? Radio. A lot of radio. Yeah, what else? What are some of the distractions? Yes. Facebook. Yeah, Facebook. Now, you can use Facebook to build your business. How many of you, raise up your hand, if sometimes you use Facebook and you're not doing any business? You're just on it. Be honest. How many of you are one of those things that every single time anything goes off, it beeps? And you stop what you're doing and you go and look at that beep. Raise up your hand if that's you. Be honest. Awesome. Say it with me again. All distractions are equal. Advance the slide, please. Today, I will do what others won't, so tomorrow I can accomplish what others can't. I believe watching this room, yeah, I believe some of you are getting it now. Say this with me. Network marketing. No, play marketing. All right. This one here. Many people quit network marketing because they focus on how far they have left to go and not how far they've already come. Here's what I want to tell you. How many of you are pretty new? You knew the last 4 months. Raise up your hand. Think how far you've come just by being in this room for these last few days. See, a lot of people come into this profession and they compare their start with someone else's middle. Their start with someone else's middle. So, say this with me. Follow one course until successful. Can you hold up your books? Hold up your books for a second. Hold up your books. Say, follow this course till successful. This wasn't written by the corporate team, the FAB. This is, Kevin talked about hundreds of years of network marketing experience combined to give you a plan, combined to give you what you need. Is this good? All right, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. How long? Just talk to two or three people around you. Just tell them one thing you've learned since you've been here that could make the difference for you. One thing. Just go. Talk to them real quick. One thing. Advance the slide, please. All right. Back over your attention. Okay. All right, hands up. Hands up. Somebody in this section, what's one thing you've learned so far? What's one thing? Lady here? Focus. Awesome. What's that? To know what you want. Awesome. Anyone over here? Yes. Awesome. Give her a round of applause. Good job. So I talked to you about climbing Kilimanjaro and using the ultimate success system. I want to give it to you really quickly. All right. So here it is. All right. Step number one. Say this with me. Clarity is power. You got to know your outcome and exactly what you want. How many of you now know what you want? Raise up your hand if you kind of know what you want. And remember, you got to write these things down in your book. Number two. Advance the slide, please. Thank you. Know your reason why. How many of you are getting really clear on this why? Peter Kelly did an awesome job. Let's hear it for Peter Kelly. Say, what excites me now? Awesome. Number three, consistent. What's the word? And massive action. Consistent and massive action. Right? This is how we climb the mountain. Here's the one. Say this with me. Notice my results. Are you getting closer to what you want? And if not, we're going to make a course correction. Just a course correction. Okay? Number five, change the approach. So listen, a lot of people will get stuck in this profession. They'll keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. They're not getting closer to what they want, but just keep doing the same thing. So again, we've got to change. What's the word? Change the approach. And then what? Never ever quit. We go back into action. How many in this room know you're never going to quit? If you know you're never going to quit, look your neighbor in the eye, give him a high five and say, I am not quitting. Helen Keller says this. Helen Keller says, the only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision. The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision. Close your eyes for a sec. Close your eyes, everyone. 2014 right now. All I want you to do is think about 2024. Imagine, you really haven't quit. You guys that are brand new are going to be experiencing the same life as the people you've seen on stage. You leaders, imagine where you're going to be. Some of you are making $100,000 and $200,000 a month now. Imagine 10 years. Imagine the responsibility. How many like the picture for 10 years from today? Raise up your hand. All right. So, a 10-year mindset. What I like to do when I talk to anyone about network marketing, I know it's a lifestyle and it's a life change. But brand new people don't know that. So what I say to people is, look, I'm going to work with you as long as you can commit 10 years to me, every step of the way. And for some of you in this room, it's going to take 3, 5, 7 years to get everything you want, to get your freedom, have everything, the life of your dreams. But if you compare yourself to someone who can do it in 14 months, there's a good chance you'll quit. What would happen if when people joined your teams, you gave them that plan, a 10-year... There's a team here called Team 10. Where's Team 10? Team 10. They come in the door of their team knowing they're going to be here for 10 years through thick or thin and choosing. What's the word? Choosing. Who likes choice? Choosing their own speed. Okay? So, say this with me again. My wealth can only grow to the extent I grow myself. Here we go. Next one. A lack of personal development. Reason I'm walking over here right now, the Aussies are over here. Hey, Aussies. This one here, I want to demonstrate the science behind personal growth. I want to demonstrate how your mind works. Why? This isn't just rhetoric. This isn't me saying, hey, I do this for a living. I want you to come with me. I need you to know why you quit. Why people quit. Why people say they'll do things and they don't follow through. And it's in the brain. It's actually a science. People are hardwired that way. Would you like to see the science? Awesome. So, why personal development? Here's the reason. Your brain's job is not to make you happy and rich. Otherwise, everyone in the room would be happy and rich. Your brain's job is to keep you exactly the what? Exactly the what? All right. So, this is why so many people are stuck. This is why so many people are stuck in a rut. This is why so many people are unhappy. Right now, they're showing in the last 50 years the decline in happiness. It's horrendous. Happiness is going down globally. You would think in this 2014 we'd be happier, right? Yes? Hello? Everyone say hi.
Hi.
Okay. I want to rag on you a bit. You need to get this. You're about to go out there. If you don't understand this, some of you won't survive. So, we are hardwired to quit. You're designed to stay in your comfort zone. Designed to stay in your comfort zone. Advance the slide, please. And here's the three characters that do it. I'm not going to talk about all three. I'm going to show you a video to demonstrate what's going on in your head, why people quit. When you understand this, you have to take the precautions. All right? So, the RAS, the psycho, and the amygdala. The RAS is the reticular activating system. The psycho is the cybernetic mechanism, the psycho-cybernetic mechanism. Here's how the RAS works. It is like the guard of your brain. Imagine a presidential detail. What does the presidential detail look for? Danger, threats. Your RAS is at the base of your brain, and it's going through the billions. What's the word? Billions of bits of information, and it's only going to make you aware of what you truly believe. If you have low self-esteem, it's only going to show you in your environment things to support low self-esteem. If you're powerful, that's why leaders who grow, I mean, Laurie and Chris, they'll tell you this. Anyone will, right? I'm just looking right at them. They'll say, it's like people fall out of the sky, right? They just show up. Leaders kind of, Rob, not true. As you've grown yourself, it's like people fall out of the sky. Ask Peter Kelly. They fell out of the sky. Because their RAS is programmed to find these people in their environment and attract them. This is why personal growth is essential. What's the word? Here's the study they did at the Harvard Business School. They ran two ads, identical ads. Okay? Both of them for a web designer. They used the same font, the same size, same location in the newspaper. The only difference between the two ads, one was for $120,000 a year and one was for $18,000. 200 responded to the $18,000. 12 responded to the $120,000. Same ad. Because if I am so low in my self-esteem, my RAS won't let me see that. That's what they demonstrate. You can't even see opportunity. That's why some people who join your team right now, they can't hear $100,000 a month. You just need to plug them in. If you want 100% of the people to stay, a lot of your team are going to be around not doing much, and you're going to demonstrate and grow them. What's the word? All right. So here's another one. 2010 study at the Vanderbilt University, University of Kentucky, the University of Pittsburgh showed this. This is crazy. The more money you win, the more likely you are to go bankrupt. So I could give you $1 million right now. It's not going to help. You have to work. You have to grow yourself into your wealth. This journey is the journey that will allow everyone in this room to have everything they want. But you have to grow. You have to earn it. Because if I give it to you, you're going to be bankrupt. Some of you in 12 months. How many of you subscribe to the When I Win the Lottery plan? My mom says that all the time. All right.
Lieutenant, don't let anything pass through to Central Command that does not match pre-programming.
checking all data against self-image blueprint manifestos for lifestyle, money and finances, business success, health and fitness, food.
Restrict all non-compliant input from Dave's awareness. Soul do not match with self-image blueprints, therefore denied. Proceed with normal behavior and thought patterns. Any word from General Amygdala today?
General Amygdala is on alert, but there is no present danger. All is well.
And I assume we're on a steady course?
The psycho-cybernetic mechanism is resting comfortably. We are within normal self-image limits.
Very good, Lieutenant. Carry on.
Hello?
So, Dave, come on, tell me, have you decided to join us yet? We can show you how to become a millionaire or even a multi-millionaire, and we'll show you how to do it just one step at a time.
Holy smokes, General Amygdala is freaking out.
What is Amygdala reacting to?
Steps, and I promise you, you'll achieve the lifestyle that you've always dreamed of and that you really want to have.
It really would change my life. It'd definitely turn it around. All right, let's do it.
I'm sorry, Dave. I cannot allow you to do that. It is not consistent with your programming and self-image. I will now engage automatic override for course correction.
Wait a minute. You know what? On second thought, you know, I need some time to think about this. It just really isn't the right time. Let's talk next month, all right, ma'am? Thanks. Bye.
Do I really want to make more money and pay more taxes and have more employees and eat at fancy restaurants? And who cares about being in shape? I'm just not ready. I need a snack.
Good work, everyone.
Hey, we stayed the same.
You got to get this. This is why Isagenix is the greatest transformational vehicle. I worked with T. Harv Eker for years, trained hundreds of thousands of people. A personal growth program on its own doesn't work. It's this culture. It's being immersed. It's this vision board. It's this constant immersion. And how many have had that happen where someone says yes and the next day they're kind of out? They got to think about it because they're under chemical attack. Every time they cross that comfort zone barrier, they're going to feel anxiety, fear, apprehension, and doubt, and most people run from it. Is this good? So say this with me. I don't see the world as it is. Okay? We see the world as we're conditioned to see the world. And this is why Isagenix, every single leader I've worked with over the years will tell me about their personal transformation, their journey, how they see the world, how they see themselves, and everything gets easier. Say that with me. Everything gets easier. Okay. So, say this, I don't see the world as it is, I see the world as I am. Okay, just turn to your partner real quick. Just talk about one thing you've learned real quick from the video. 20 seconds, go. Two or three people. Okay, number 10, this is the last one. Number 10, 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things you did not do than the ones you did. All right, so number 10 is a lack of leadership skills, a lack of leadership skills. How many of you in the room have more than one person on your team? Raise up your hand. Okay, Carol Taylor, do you know how many people you have on your team? How many? 1,200,000, wow. Chris Harder, 61,000. 61,000. Imagine, some of you are plumbers and carpenters and butchers, and suddenly you've got to manage 61,000 people. So what we realize is leadership development is where we need to be as a company. Everyone in this room will succeed. Isagenix will be the largest company in the world. You're going to have massive impact. And as long as you understand your journey and you develop yourself, again, it doesn't have to be with me, but with somebody. You have to fight the programming. All right? You will develop and have to develop your leadership skills. Is this important? John Maxwell. Where's Mike Dallaire? Mike Dallaire just shared with me, he paid $12,000 to work with John Maxwell. $12,000. Arguably one of the top leadership development people in the world. $12,000. Here's what he says. The leader's greatest victory is victory over self. The leader's greatest asset is their confidence. The leader's greatest weight is financial responsibility. The leader's greatest discipline is taking time to think. The leader's greatest handicap is their pride or their ego. Their opportunity is now, today, seizing the moment. The leader's greatest loss is hope. The leader's greatest mistake is putting self before others. The leader's greatest prayer is for wisdom. And the leader's greatest joy is adding value to people's lives. Is that good? But here's the struggle. Yeah, give him a round of applause. Good job. Here's the struggles, right? Leadership struggle. Here's the pain of leadership, people pleasing. If you try and please everyone, who do you please? All right? Fear of delegation. A lot of you will get into not empowering, right, but enabling. Jealousy of other leaders. How about this one? Dealing with conflict. Raise up your hand if there's someone in your team right now you're fighting with. Be honest. A little struggle. Yeah? Imagine we deal with all this. Personal insecurity. I can go through these, right? Fear of failing. Lack of confidence. Inability to listen. Poor time management. Lack of leadership skills. All right? Robin Sharma, arguably one of the top leadership development people in the world, he says, to double your income, triple your investment in yourself. How many are excited about your journey and making you the primary investment? Make some noise. Give somebody a high five. Give two people a high five and say, I'm ready. All right. So, again, I want you to think about the journey of your people. We've got to get their belief house in order. We've got to get their skill level up. We've got to become impeccable leaders. Become the leader that other leaders are looking for. You'll attract what you want. Invest in yourself. Understand your brain's job is not to make you happy and rich. All right? So, I want to say this. How many of you are committed? What's the word?
Committed.
Let me hear it.
Committed.
How many of you are committed to your future? Make some noise. How many of you are committed to fill out your 90-day plan and work your ass off? Make some noise. How many of you are ready to change your life and your family's destiny forever? Make some noise.
Wow, thank you, David. So powerful. I love when he said, stop listening to broke and unhappy people. So powerful. And how many people listening in actually have a vision board? Love that. I mean, really physically get yourself a vision board. It can be on an easel. It can be on a whiteboard. I've seen people even just start pasting things to their office wall or into an area of their house. Cut things out of magazines. Print off signs. Print off lettering. Whatever the case is, get it done. But so much today. Thank you again, David. And everybody listening in, thanks for being with us. And of course, make sure that everybody knows where to tap into podcasts. IsogenixPodcast.com. And until next time, everyone, best of luck. I hope that you're cruising in your 90 days right now. And if so, then again, best of luck, and we'll see you at the top. Take care. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.